This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora koutou katoa. We're the Dunedin Youth Council and we're here in your ear to have a conversation, educate and stay up to date with all things youth. You can listen to us every Monday at 4pm at or.org.nz under the Youth Zone tab. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms at Dunedin Youth Council to stay informed and up to date on all things youth.
Oh, so we got, all right. Hello, everybody. I'm back by myself. How ruddy amazing. You guys are so unfortunate to have me here. And now, same as last week, I am now here waiting and praying that somebody else is going to show up because I'm going to do who knows what. Okay. So enough of a crap intro. Now, oh, Straith, it's already 4 o'clock. Okay. Ooh, okay. I'm back on ChatGPT, and I just opened it up, and it says, make up a story. And I saw, like, these are suggestions for, like, that ChatGPT are just, like, asking me to, like, click on. And so one of them is, make up a story about Sharky, a toothbrushing shark superhero. It's actually a good tongue twister. About Sharky, a toothbrushing shark superhero. Oh, straight. Recommend a dish to bring to a potluck? What would you bring? What's a good dish to bring to a potluck? I reckon like you just bring like many all sorts, like the mince, or like the potatoes, or like the bacon and egg, like the pie from Couplins. Like those guys are like really nice and like really easy. Just stick them in the oven for a bit and then you're just like all good. Compare business strategies. I heard about this dude, and when ChatGPT first came out a while ago, he was like, hey, yo, I got this dumb idea. Let me tell ChatGPT all of my information, financial information. And what we'll do is that we'll just tell it and then it'll recommend decisions. So he gave it like all his assets, what his like income and all that stuff is. And apparently he earned a crap ton of money from it, which is cool. Ooh, this is not that stable. And then the last one, suggest some names. What's a good name? I don't, like, what's a bad name? What would be a bad name? Like, for a person. Like, you can name, like, any object, anything. Like, what would you name? Like, what would be an annoying name to have? Like, what would be an annoying name? Well, let's ask ChatGPT. ChatGPT, what is a bad name to have? I bet it's going to come up with something like really politically correct. It's like, there is no bad name. All names are acceptable or whatever. Yep. Oh, no, there you go. Offensive or inappropriate, difficult pronunciation or spelling, unusual or unconventional, rhyming or alliterative names, extremely long names. Man, imagine me like, onomatopoeia, come here. Like, what's another one? Scoliosis, come here. Scoliosis. That'd be a bad name. Eczema, come here. Oh, you just imagine naming your kids after like diseases. Oh, mate, you would be like your school childhood, your childhood memories would not be fun if your parent named you acne. That would be unfortunate. Freckles. Freckles is just a nickname, actually. But no one's nickname is like, oh, I'm trying to think of other diseases. No one's nickname is like COVID-19 or coronavirus. What else? What are diseases names? What's the plural of disease? What's the plural of, did I spell diseases? D-I-S-E-A-S-E, I think. It is diseases. Diseases. There are many different diseases that can affect the human body. I don't like saying that. Surely, like, it should be like disease I. Like for octopi, like multiple octopus. Now, do you know what the annoying part about plurals is? Is that like sheep, and Lego. It's not Legos, apparently. My brother keeps banging on about it. It's just like, it's not Legos, it's Lego. Oh, whatever. I don't really care. But like sheep, there's many Oh, look, there's a bunch of sheeps. That doesn't sound right. This is why English is such a dumb language. It's just a mash of like, ooh, that's a good question. How many times does the English language... That's not a spell language. Contradict itself? Contradict itself. Yep. Man, it's actually taking a while. Oh, there you go. Nah, it's not anymore. Somebody show up, please. This is boring by myself. Like, I'm sure you're kind of entertaining. This is kind of entertaining for you, or for whatever reason you've continued listening. All right, the English language, like many natural. This is not a natural language. This is just a language of like a bunch of languages just mashed together. It's like the blending pot of other languages. I wonder if there are any other languages that are just a mash. I think it's just English. Who knows? Irregular verbs like go, went, spelling and pronunciation. Oh my days. Spelling is the worst. In English, like, the rules just change. Like, if you wanted to spell enough, like, if you're actually being smart about it, and, like when you're thinking of a language, like, F, enough. Let's make it a GH. Like, it's not where your mind goes to, where it's just like, I made the English language. Okay, I'm just going to do this. All right, Brad, other maker of the English language. So when we say enough, you know what enough is, right? He goes, yeah. And you're like, oh, let's write this down. So because we're going to be a written language as well. We want to like write letters to each other and so forth. So what are we going to do about it? So you know the letter F? Yeah. Instead of just putting an F there, make it a GH. Like, what is, like, I wonder if there's, like, a debate about it. Like, the people, like, making the language. Like, is, like, you had, like, a split decision. And it was just, like, this one dude who's like, I want it to be GH. And then it was just like, ah! I've stuffed up the whole of humanity. Like, stuff. Like, would it be S-T-U-G-H? Stuff. Oh, that's weird to think about. Stuff. S-T-U-G-H. Would it be G-H-G-H because it's like two Fs? Or would it be just one G-H? What about fort? Fort? Wait, no, fort doesn't... G-H is also like... fort is also like it's not there. Like thought. Fort. Like if we were going like the F is replaced by G-H, it would be G-H-O-U-G-H-D. G-H isn't even like... It's what's it called? It's non-existent. You don't say it. It's not forft. It's such a whack word. Fort. Like, shouldn't it be spelled F-A-W-T? Fort. That would make more sense than F-O-U-G-H-T. Like, the only part of those things that I agree with is the F and the T. And they're kind of hard to take out of thought. Thought as well. Thought. My name's also really whack. Like, C-H. Like, I'm Chris, right? C-H-R-I-S. And there's a bit of a longer version of that, but don't need to bother about it. But C-H-R-I-S, that's Chris, right? K-R-I-S, that's Chris. Are there any others? C-H, just C-R-I-S, that's also Chris. Like, shouldn't it be called Shris? If it was CH? Or like SH. Surely it'd be like SH. Because change. Change. Oh, would it be Tris? Like with a T. Like Tris. Tris. That'd be interesting. Okay. I am rambling. There's one thing I'm good at. It's really rambling. Man, no one's coming. Gosh darn it. That's annoying. I'm going to be talking here for how long? I'm going to be talking here for 26 minutes. I feel sorry. If you're a long-time listener, I'm sorry. Like, come on. Like, you didn't... You signed up for, like, Sorry, I was just on Facebook looking at a group chat and I saw a meme. It was great. And, Oh, fire, I lost my track of thought. Oh, no. Do you know what would be useful? Like, having a rewind button. Imagine getting, like, a rewind button in real life. Like, or would you rather have, like, a clip button... Where you could clip a moment, like if you like step somebody really good, or like you roasted someone really well. Like imagine having a clip button, you blink in a certain way and just like clip, and then other people could clip it too. Oh wait, imagine sharing that. Imagine sharing your POV. It's just like, would you share your thoughts as well while it's happening? Ooh. No, you wouldn't. That'd be whack. No, you wouldn't. You'd just be able to hear what the person said, or what your auditory sensory is picking up, or your ears, what you're hearing. I'm not a science bro. I'm not a biology nerd. But like, I'm such a. I use such big words for no reason sometimes. Like, it just doesn't make sense. But like, Yeah. Ooh, what are some... My friend... I got a Kings, right? I have... One of my friends... I have interesting friends in general. One of my friends, he is notorious for coming up with bad ideas. And I can't say some of them. Like, they're just bad ideas. They're not great. But, like... Yeah, they're just, like, really crap ones. I'm trying to remember one. I don't think I can. But man, he comes up with the most random things, and it's always on the bus. And he's like, hey, Chris, would you rather, I can't even think of one, would you rather drink curdled milk for $30 or get your armpits waxed for $10? Like, oh, wait, no, curdled milk would be cheaper because it's easier. Okay, it's, whatever. But like, you just come up with those random stuff, and it comes out of nowhere. And it's like, ah, man, it's so whack. I can't even imagine what goes on in other people's heads. Oh, that's the weird thing as well. Like, when you look into a room, when you walk into a room, you see everybody, and you like, and every, sometimes I just think to myself, wow, every single person has lived like their own life, and you don't know any of it. Like, it's just crazy to me. That, like, everyone has their own life. Like, obviously, I know that people have lives, but, like it's just, like, so interesting. Because, like, obviously, we can't read minds. We can't be like, oh, yeah, that person's sentient. That person knows what's going on. Like, you can obviously tell. Some people are just checked out. But, like, it's just weird. Because, like, say you walk into a room full of 18-year-olds or, like, whatever. Say there's, like, 10 of them. That's 180 years. Oh, 198 if you're including yourself, or whatever. That's 180 years of experience, and like different experiences. Obviously, like they're pretty similar due to school, but like they're all so like different, and like all their personalities will be like crazily different, and like their interests will be different. Like one person will love reading, one person will love reading, but like dislike chess or like whatever, and like. It's so crazy, like, everyone has their own, like, little bubble that they live in, and it's just, like, really crazy, and, like, some people's heads are, like, whizzing all over the place, like mine every now and again, and some people are like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm talking about, I'm just here to relax, gonna have a snooze. I wonder if there's a podcast where someone's just snoring. Like, just imagine, that'd be the wackest podcast. Hey everybody, today I'm going to be falling asleep. Again, I'm going to try and go for my record, which is a minute and 23.5 seconds. So, all right, I'm going to hit the hay. Just imagine that being a podcast. I've given someone a bad idea now. Someone should do that, actually. I think quite funny. It's just such a whack idea. Like, I mean, like in fairness, like 10 years ago, when was 10 years? 2013. Like, 2013, that was just when, like, YouTube and, like, other things were just getting big and, like, people getting, like, millions and millions of views. Like, imagine, fire, what's it called? Like, Imagine telling somebody back then where the biggest video had, like, I don't know, 10 million views or whatever. And then telling them that, like, and like the biggest YouTuber was, like, smoshed with, like, 10 million subscribers or whatever. And then you tell them that, like, oh, by the way, there's going to be, like, 3 or 4 channels or 8. There's a couple of channels that have each of 100 million subscribers. That's crazy. And then, like, Mr. Beast is, like, getting close to 2 million. 200 million. Come on now. And, like, man, it's just crazy. Man, Mr. Beast is, like, a different animal, like, altogether. Because, like, his content, like, it's good, but it's, like, it's like plastic now. Because, like, the reason I say that, like, it's good, but it's, like, too professional. Like, it's just too good. It's like Uncanny Valley. Like, the videos are too good that, what's it called? The videos are just too, like, Uncanny Valley is like when CGI faces and there's just something that just ticks, that just, like, makes you feel, oh, that's weird. Because, like, a CGI person and, like, our brains are just, like, trained to recognize humans. But, yeah. It's just crazy. Oh, dear. What did I do? Oh, no, I'm good. Never mind. I just picked up the mouse. And, like, this is crazy. Like his videos, like, are very different now to what they used to be like. Like, I remember, like, I think it was, like, a slime video. Oh, he blew up his brother's house with, like, slime or whatever. Or devil's toothpaste? I don't know. But he did that, and, like, that video is, like, more quote-unquote, like, realistic than, like, his most recent video, which was something like chomping up a Lamborghini or something. I don't know. But, like, it's just, like, it's so, like, it's just not, like, it's so whack and weird. But that's just how it is. I mean, he's like, consistently getting over, like, 100 million views now. And it's just, like, nutty. It's nuttier than squirrel poo. Which is a saying I heard recently, and I don't get to say it very often, so I say it as much as I can, because it's just a fun thing to say. Yeah. Let's see. I got 8 minutes left, and no one's coming. No one's coming to save the day. Dang it. Ah, well. It's what happens. But yeah. Let's see. ChatGPT. What else should I ask ChatGPT? I asked it for bad podcast ideas. I asked it for other things. I've asked it. What can I ask? How does soundproofing work? Because, like, I'm kind of in a soundproof room right now. Let's ask it. How... Oh, wait. I got to click on it first. How does soundproof... Is it 2 Fs? I think it's 2 Fs. Proofing. Work. ? Answer. It's 1 F. How does soundproofing work? Oh, it's 2. Oh, my days. I spelled it P-R-O-F-F-I-N-G. I'm such a numpty. This is why I dropped English. Oh, man. All right, let's read how soundproofing works. Soundproofing is the process of reducing or eliminating the transmission of sound between spaces or... minimizing. It's not minimalizing? I learned something new today. It's minimizing, not minimalizing. Did I ever say minimizing? I don't know. Minimizing the impact of external noises on a room. Oh, wait. Oh, no, it works inside as well. It works by using various techniques and materials to absorb, block, or isolate sound waves. Wait, are you allowed to use and? I thought you had to use and for the last one. Are you allowed to use or? Man, I'm learning all sorts of new stuff today. The effectiveness of soundproofing depends on the specific goals and nature of the noise you want to control. Here are some common methods and principles involved in soundproofing. Mass and densening, dampening materials convert sound into energy, heat. Oh. So if you had a rock concert, and you wanted to, what's it called? And you wanted like to like get a heater. Oh, you wanted to be warm. Would you just stick a bit of like dampening material in the air and just let the sound absorb and just like you'd hug it and be like, ah, warm pillow. Warm, lovely pillow. I'm hugging myself because like that's how you hug a pillow. But you can't see that because you're listening. It's a bit of a visual format. I'm not much of a talker. No, that's not. Let me rephrase that. Oh, I don't. That's not a great. Who's truth? I'm just a talker in general. I suppose. Yeah. No, it's not even I suppose. Like my teacher, my geography teacher, bless his soul, he's had to put up with me. And I put him as one of the teachers to put to like say something for the like leavers breakfast or whatever. And I'm pretty sure what he wrote was along the lines of Chris has never let his academic, what was it? Like excellence come before a good chat or something like that. I've always prioritized a good chat to academic performance or whatever. Are there any others? Isolation, absorption? Isn't that the same as dampening? Or am I just being stupid? Ceiling, like ceiling of cracks. Double walls. Double walls are really good. Like I'm pretty sure like in Queenstown, like houses near the airport, they get their windows are like triple glazed so like it completely shuts out any sound. It's really interesting. Oh, that would be really bad for like... Imagine if like... am I allowed to talk about that? Imagine like a burglary like happens. Like you stumble on it, like, you scream like, ah! And like no one notices because it's like all the windows are like so good and like keeping the sound in and out. Huh, that would be interesting. Yeah, whatever. White noise or sound masking? Soundproofing windows and doors. Strategic layout. Wait, did it mention... it didn't? Okay, so the way that soundproof headphones work is that when you listen to music, they send... Like, they take in... They have, like, microphones that take in all of the... like surrounding sounds, like you got cars and stuff, and then they put frequencies back that match that, and those frequencies cancel each other out, and like that's how soundproof headphones work, more or less. Really dumbed down, but like that's kind of how they work. So yeah, shall I ask ChatGPT how to hot? No, I can't. Excuse me. That was consistent. I'm looking at the like reading now and it's like a straight line. I'm impressed with that. Anyway, try to think, what is like interesting? Should I ask her what Modako is? I'll ask her what Te Whare Tutoa is. What it is Te Whare Tutoa? I spell Tutoa. Oh my god, this is how you look it up. You look at the Facebook group you're a part of, and that's it. Te Whare Tutoa. Was it Te Whare Tutoa or Aotearoa? I think it is. Let's just plug that in. What is. Oi. Oi. Is it Te Whare Tutoa or Aotearoa? Interesting. It thinks that ChatGPT thinks that it is the army, which it isn't wrong, I don't think. But no, that's not what I wanted. Just that. Oi. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Interesting. Wait, where is it? Yeah. Interesting, because what's it called? Because the army, or it's called, or the defense force is Maori name for inter defense force. What is it? Maori name for inter defense force. That's how I spell force. Oh, really? Inter army. Te mana o ngā toa. I think it also says here Ngati Tumatoanga. which I presume translates to like iwi of tūmatoenga. Tūmatoenga is the atua of courage, that come and like courage and bravery, when that also comes under like war and like for Pākehā it translates to god of war, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And I got 23, 22, 21. I'm not going to count down the whole way, don't worry. Okay. So I'm going to wrap up here. And if you've lasted this long, thank you for your time and patience for putting up with me this long. If you're committed to listening to this podcast, I'm going to applaud you. Okay, cool. I'll see you guys later. If I just know which one thing to click now. There you go.
Thank you for listening to this week's Dunedin Youth Council podcast. You can find all our past episodes on or.org.nz or Spotify or Apple Podcasts. They are available to listen to at any time. Once again, they are on every Monday at 4 p.m. So whether you're walking, on the bus, or bored at home, we hope we can bring an extra something into your life.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.